Warning, the host of this show has been known to be patently offensive, using words such as...
Fuck, shit, fucking ass, bullshit, bitch,
and phrases such as...
You goddamn son of a bitch!
While ranting on about subjects like...
Angel dust, switchblades,
politics,
and...
sexually perverse photography exhibits involving tennis rackets.
So, if you are easily offended or have small children in the room, please turn the stream off now. Thank you.
Tonight, a united nation goes forth with the determination to win this war and bring about a just and enduring peace.
But we cannot win our war
or make our peace unless we understand the
character of the enemy. Sean Kennedy was just a guy who started talking to people all over the world through an internet radio station called Ranch Radio. Eventually, thousands of people all over the world were listening to him talk every Monday night about things that were happening in the world and the things that were going to happen. You see, Sean wasn't governed by anyone or anything. What he screamed into the internet was there for all to see. But that was when we still had rights and freedoms.
And not enough of you to shoot us all.
We are the men. You, the few swaggering bastards. There's no room in a decent world for you and your kind. We little people, thousands, millions of us, will join together and crowd you out of our world.
What the fuck is fucking WOG? Welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show, episode number 61. And you know, I'm your host, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man coming at you loud and proud and 10 feet tall, wall to wall, and all the good trucker lingo that we can cram into a nice internet medium with my fine, upstanding, co-standing co-host, Sumerian. And his mic still isn't working. Woohoo! But that's okay. He'll get it working slowly. You know what? Because we got a new soundboard. And new soundboards are good. New soundboards are good. Lots of people listening are good. And we're getting more people listening every day.
We are.
Oh. Wow. Shit. What happened to you? You're far away.
Help, Sean. Get me out of this soundboard.
Oh, my God.
Okay, let's kill that. There we go.
While you're in there, can you try to hack it from the inside? See if we can get pay-per-view?
I'll try, Sean.
Thanks,
I'll
man.
Try.
Don't worry. If you don't, I'll get you out. But you just try while you're doing it, okay? Because that's what would happen if Poltergeist, the Poltergeist kid, was one of our kids. He'd be like, Daddy, whatever. Just get the fucking, see if you can hack pay-per-view. Come on.
Can you get those high channels?
You know what? Because if you can, you know, we'd be all like, you know, asking ghosts and shit to hack stuff for us. Ghosts be rad. Talk about shoulder surfing.
Oh, yeah.
Way. Wham! There it is.
So what do you see over there?
What do you see? I mean, that'd be rad. How fucking rad would that be? I never even thought of that. That little blonde bitch, I bet she never actually, maybe she did. That's why she's dead. That little Poltergeist chick's fucking totally dead, eh?
Probably. Did she?
Yeah, she died. She died like
really?
She died on, she had cancer or something.
Wow.
She fucking, completely punted, which is kind of shitty, but
that's tough.
That's so, like I said, this is the Sean Kennedy Show, and you are free to distribute this show any way you see fit. You can do whatever you like with it. You can take it. You can dress it up in costumes and go to conventions with it. Oh, my God. Tonight's topic, we're going to get an interview with the Ranting Griffin, which I'm kind of curious. I got a lot of questions for this guy.
I bet you do.
I just heard one of his rants today, actually. I heard one of his rants.
It's good to prepare.
It's good to be prepared. Especially for me. That's how I prepare for these things.
You're on. Get on the stage.
Sean, you're on. Go! Which is awesome.
What the fuck?
And I'm like, what the fuck? My whole life is damage control. I mean, that's what it is. It's like, Sean, what? What? I just went to sleep. Shit, I'm on a plane. The plane's crashing. Why? We have no cockpit. Okay, I can do this.
Everybody's screaming, Sean,
do something. Where are we? An alien spaceship. Oh, that's great.
Where are the controls?
Great.
Lead me to the controls.
Where's the aliens? I don't know. Well, we only got this one alien here, and he says he's a janitor. Sure, he's the fucking janitor.
He says he knows nothing.
Yeah, bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, whatever. You don't need those fucking legs. Anyway, so welcome to the Sean Kennedy Show. Going through the IRC tonight, the poor people who had nothing better to do than to log into their own open source celebrity are as follows. Smokehouse, my buddy, down in Peoria, Illinois. Good to see you, man. African Love Turmoil, Alien Binary, Alamode,
Al-Anon, Alamode, who isn't actually Alamode, he's actually reverting back to Agent Mulder because nobody calls him Alamode. Al-Anon 2, Alpha 736, Ultra Boy, Angelica, Angelica Wireless, Angry Monkey, Apanthropy, Beef, and 9-11s, 1911s. Binary Gnostic, Born, Case, Cerulean, Coyote 23, Cygnus, Dark's Desire, Delamorta Delusion, Droopy, who sent me a fucking Rad DVD. The guy talking on it's a little slow,
but gets the point across.
But you could pretty much show this to any hardened skeptic,
that makes a point.
There's a lot of data there. Like it's a really, really good. It's a really good DVD. It's not the most upbeat thing in the world, but it's fucking cool.
Love the crowd shots.
Me and Sim are halfway through it because I brought it over because I didn't want to watch it unless I watched it with him. So we're halfway through. We watched half before the show. We're gonna watch the other half after the show. And we're going to see if we can actually set up an interview with the guy who's on the DVD.
Get him to talk a little bit faster, but
I'll get him excited. I'll get him pissed off. Don't you worry about that. I'll just get him fucking going.
Get him right into the meat of
things. Come on, motherfucker.
Does it exist? Tell me.
Come on. And, you know, I'll save it for then. Dr. Zodiac, Earth Scum, Foz, Fudmatic, Gorka, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, KC Saul, Movies, Kello, Kexler, Kinley Boy, Lento, Linux, Chicksor, Lizard King, Marvy, Meth, AO, Mick J, Misconduct, Mistress, Lego, Mr. Echo, Neural Eyes, Paladin, Pretender, Australia, Prophet Doodle, Psycho, Punk of Evil, Quiff, Root Word, Ratfucker, Rat Sputin, Rogue 3, Rumbling Sky, Sapphire, Sarah, Goblin at Work. They just moved on me again. Shay, Trimaster, Sideslide, Scavenger, Softball, Samurai, good to see you, buddy. Spudley, Spy Food, good name.
Spy Food. That's good.
That's an awesome name. Starbaby Stats, Technophile, Test Subject, Transistor, Trauma, Atrocity Skills, Turmoil, Turnspike, Terrell, Vampire This Morning, Wi-Fi Girl, Wiggle Puppy, Whopper, WS Ninja, X Crazy, Zootri, Soul Trance, Intricate, and Lieutenant Major Zombie. And I think there's one more who just showed up. No, that's it.
Nope.
So, very, very cool. Very, very cool that everybody managed to make it out tonight. Our current stats are sitting at 87, 88. They're growing. Oh my God, they're showing up.
They're multiplying.
They're coming on.
They're breeding in the IRC.
They are. They're breeding. Stop touching each other. It's a good thing you can't breathe in the IRC. If you could get STDs through the IRC.
Oh, God. That'd be awful. Ours would be the most infected, I think.
If you could get STDs through the IRC, we'd all have HIV and wind up SOL. Oh, look at that.
Bunch.
Ba-da-batch. Sean going acronym fucking psycho. So, but if you want to get into the IRC and get your STDs, how do you do that, Sim?
You can go to our webpage, click on community, and click on chat. Our webpage is rantradio.com, or you can download a client like MIRC.com and go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel.
Yep. That'll work. Okay, so that's tonight's show.
Sean kicked the modem, didn't you?
I didn't kick the modem. The modem. I didn't touch the modem. My foot's there. Look, I'm like 12 inches away from the modem.
For all of our listeners in the archive.
No, we're...
No. Yellow means... Orange means bad.
I didn't touch anything. I swear to God.
Okay.
I didn't touch it.
Okay. I believe you.
Oh, you fucker.
You did. So don't touch it anymore.
I didn't touch it.
Stop touching yourself.
I'm what? I swear to God.
Okay, I'll need control of your
computer
in a couple seconds.
Well, all right. Well, I guess I'll just move over here.
No. You can stay sitting.
All right.
Stay set.
I won't touch my computer.
No, you can just don't touch the modem. Don't touch the computer.
We're flashing green again. I think we're okay now.
No. Almost. There we are.
We're okay now. Okay.
Okay, wait.
So we're back on the air.
No, we're not back in the air yet. I gotta get,
What if Griffin called? Oh, no, shit, man!
We still got 1 minute.
Oh, my God!
They're not hearing us yet.
Oh, fuck.
So, let me put down my microphone. You can keep them entertained.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Tonight I'm drinking water. Why? Because I'm on another health kick. So, you'll probably get this on the rebroadcast, too. The rebroadcast people will hear this as well, right? Okay, so we don't... Your mic's off, by the way. I can't... Oh, okay. So... Yeah, he says exactly. no doubt the IRC right now is going fucking insane. They're all like, oh no, Sean's off the air. What a loser. And then, what's that guy, Ratfucker? He's probably sitting there calling me down too right now. He's probably too fat. He probably sat on the modem. You know, but he probably sat on the modem. Why do people do things like that? Like,
okay.
Why would one sit on the modem?
We're back.
Are we back on the air?
Yes.
Talk about my life being damage control. Excelente.
So no more kicking the modem.
I didn't kick the motherfucking modem.
Just in time.
Dun,
dun, dun.
Okay. Okay, so where's the phone? Did you get the phone?
Yeah.
Are you okay with the phone? Ah, God, it's ringing in my head.
Sorry. Hi, you're on Rant Radio. Who is this?
This is Two Griffin.
Hello, Two Griffin. This is Sean Kennedy. Oh, I have to lean over so you can hear me, right? Okay, hang on. Oh, wait, we've got the high-tech wireless phone cam fucking hookup on the go here. So how's it going, guy? Are you logged into the IRC right now, or are you just got better things to do with your time?
No, I'm hanging out. I'm sitting on a pile of asphalt someplace. Just
excellent.
It's my phone, yeah.
That's cool. So I heard some of your stuff from the first time today, and please don't be offended by that. Like, it wasn't that I was like, I'm not listening to your stuff. I just never bothered getting a hold of it. And I listened to some of your stuff before the show. Funny, funny stuff. Really cool. How long have you been doing this?
Since I was about 2.5. I was in my high chair grabbing my spinach.
I see.
You couldn't stand it. You know, why are you stuffing this shit in my face, Ma? I can't take this shit.
Well, that's perfect. What about broadcasting through the web and that?
I've been doing that for about, 3 years now.
3 years now. Cool. And I just did a quick perusal of your site. You do a lot of art. I guess, do you do art yourself? Because you say you do commissions in that.
Yeah, I do furry out here and there.
Furry. Now, I'm going to get into that a little bit later, because I actually had a couple questions about that, but if that's cool.
A can of worms right there.
Yeah, it's a, so you're, like, fully gay and openly gay and stuff, and that's cool. Am I right on that? I've been kind of briefed on this, so I'm just confirming stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, cool. And where do you currently dwell on the planet?
Southern United States, home of all inbreeding.
Oh, perfect.
it's wonderful. It's a moron fest down here. You should come down sometime.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. And I know that you do ranting at conventions. What kind of conventions are these?
Furry conventions as well.
Furry conventions?
Yeah.
Okay, I can't really put this off any further.
No, you keep bringing it up.
Correct me if I'm wrong here. The furry thing is, gay men go and have sex with other gay men who are dressed up as stuffed animals. Is that correct?
You forgot the plushies. You gotta have plushies with holes drilled in them so you can fuck them too.
Okay. Seriously, no bullshit, just so I'm getting it from the horse's mouth, as it were, what is the fucking deal with the furry thing?
Okay, you walk in, just random houses. Every tenth house you walk into, there's going to be some motherfucker dressed as a clown suit fucking a nun, you know? It's going to happen. The problem with furs is that every tenth one of them is really fucking weird. And we got, you know the media. You know how the media is. We'll have a fur con with, 10, 1500 furs or so, and there'll be 10 people there who are just doing some weird, sick shit, and that's the thing that they're going to concentrate on because they got to get their money, you know?
Right. Oh, yeah. Okay. So...
Yeah, it does... That weird shit that you see, on MTV and stuff like that, does go on, but it's a very, very minor thing, and the rest of us don't really like those people. They smell really bad.
Okay, hang on. When you say the weird shit, you mean other than dressing up as stuffed animals and fucking each other, right?
No, that is the weird shit.
Oh, that is the weird shit.
Yes, that is the weird shit.
Oh, okay. What is... I'm sorry. Pretend I'm stupid and Canadian, and explain to me, what is a furry? What is that thing?
A fur is... Well, I guess the most basic definition you can get is... A fur is basically a fan of, anthropomorphic, mythical characters and art of those characters. That's what mainly the conventions are for, and that's what a furry fan is. The people we're talking about here, they go into a depth of, psychosis I don't even know about. So, and that's the people that always get picked up on TV because, ratings.
Okay, so what a furry actually is just a person who's into fantasy art creatures. They don't dress up as animals and stuff.
Pretty much, yeah. Some of them do, and some of them are into mascotting. Which is what they call it, which they do dress up in, suits and stuff like that, but, most of them don't go off and, fuck each other in motel room. They just do it for the fun of it.
Oh, okay, so the concept of a furry being, gay people who dress up in suits and fuck each other at conventions is errored, then. It's flawed.
Generally. Okay. There are some people that do that, but, then again, there are some people, that have root canals for fun. It's one of those things. It's a minute part of the furry population that everybody loves to pick on, because honestly, it's fun to pick on them.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, come on.
That's great, you know.
If you're going to dress up as, you know, a teddy bear and fuck a unicorn, I mean, you're going to get picked on. I mean, you just, well, what are you thinking? Okay, so let's get back to the ranting thing. So you started doing that, and for obvious reasons, I'm not even going to bother asking the usual bullshit questions like, why do you do it? Because, I mean, you and I both know why you do it. I mean, it's like, yes, because it's desperately fucking needed. And
the world is fucked up, baby.
Yeah, because everything's really fucked. Now, you got, like, when did your fan base kind of hear about me and our fans started the wonderful doing the fan thing of scrapping? When did that happen?
I'm not sure. Okay, I heard about you from one of my fans, like, about 4 months ago. And actually, it wasn't too bad then because it's like, hey, have you heard of this guy, Sean Kay? He's pretty cool, man. He's got rants, and they sound, you guys kind of sound similar. Maybe you should check him out. And I went and I checked it out, and I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, this, yay, you know, some other motherfucker somewhere is pissed off.
I'm not the only one, yay!
Yeah. And so it wasn't too bad for a little while, and then, but after a while, I got, like, started getting these letters like, well, you know, you guys really sound a whole lot alike. Sure, you're not ripping each other off, or you're not ripping him off. And I got a letter from, man, I don't know who it was, honestly, but he was like, I got to give it to you, man. He was like loyal to your ass. You know, he was like,
yeah,
frothing crack foam coming out of my monitor. And he's like, you're not the fucking man. Sean Gary's the fucking man. You can't be the fucking man. And I'm like, God damn it, dude. What the fuck's on you?
Yeah. Some of my fans are pretty fucking solid, actually. A lot of my fans are, I'm pretty sure that with just a little bit more listenership, I'll be labeled as a terrorist. I'm pretty sure of it, you know.
Hey, fucking cool, man. That's what I'll start worshiping you, too.
So, do you ever get up this way? Do you ever get up to Seattle or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been up there once or twice.
Okay, well, you know what would be super cool is if the next time you were up, it'd be awesome for us to, like, go tag team rant something. I think that'd be a lot of fun.
Oh, shit, yeah. You know, that would be the best. See, I don't know what people, and, you know, even before I, like, did this call tonight, I had, one of my fans write and say, yeah, go and beat him down, you know, bring home the gold, man. And I'm like,
yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to, I guess they want us to, like, bitch at each other or something. I still don't know what the fuck I'm supposed to do. Like, John Candy, goddammit, dirt. Your fucking socks don't match, you godless fuck.
Well, the really funny thing is I heard your rant about fashion, right? And you were talking about how straight people don't have that problem. You know what I mean? Like,
they don't seem to. They don't.
No, we have problems with rules. It's like, what suspenders should you wear with these pants? Are they appropriate? How much belt overlap should you have? That kind of shit. That's the shit we have to deal with. We deal with the Esquire shit. But anyway, no, that's super fucking cool. So let's. Why don't we play one of your rants and one of my rants? And we'll just do that on the air here, and then so we'll be off air for a couple minutes, but the listeners will be able to hear it. Is that cool?
That's cool.
Okay, let's do that then. Okay, guys, we're going to play, what's the rant we're playing from Griffin called?
1 second.
Okay.
Whoa.
Is he still there or what?
He's still there. He's just on the desk car.
Okay, good.
We're going to play the one he requested.
Which is?
It's called Funerals.
Okay.
And we're going to play one that a listener requested.
Which is?
Smokehouse. And it is Speech from the Desk. Actually, that's not a rant, so we can't play that. We'll play a different rant.
Oh, not Speech from the Desk?
That's sort of a...
Oh, that's the Life Should Be Chaos one? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's not really a rant.
Okay, let's play a different one.
What rant should we play?
Play something aggressive. What do you got there? Give me a
Travolta
title.
And Cruz?
Sure, yeah, Travolta and Cruz. That's a good one.
Okay. So we will play Two's rant first. Then we'll go to Travolta and Cruz.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
So stay tuned. Lots coming up. This isn't the halftime music.
Okay, so let me tell you about something here that happened that pissed me off, okay? Just before Christmas, my grandmother died. So that's, first of all, that's nasty because it's like, Merry Christmas, here's a dead fucking grandmother, you know? So she died, and she just died because she was like a million years old, you know? She's like older than Moses, so she just died. And now I'm thinking, oh, fuck, now I got to go to one of these medieval burying the body rituals. You know, it's 2002 now. We've got space stations and global communication. applications and hybrid electric vehicles, but we've got to stop in the middle of everything and do these stupid Lord of the Flies rituals over a rotting corpse, you know? It's like 1 degree outside, and I've got to go, and just so I can stand there and watch them dump this dead old bitch in a hole in the ground, you know? So I'm not thrilled about this, you know? If they just keep her in a freezer or something, you know, and park her next to Walt Disney for a while, and, you know, until it gets warmer. No, they've got to do this in the middle of the fucking winter. So I'm standing there, and I'm freezing my ass off, and they can't just get this the fuck over with, you know? They're going to take as long as humanly possible to do this. They can't just yell, "Dead bitch, ho!" and, you know, dump her in the hole, you know? They've got to get some religious moron up there to stand there and talk and praise God until my ass cheeks are frozen together. You know, he's going to stand there and babble on until Michael Jackson's nose is at his half-life. And so I'm listening to this guy because, you know, I don't have anything else to do, right? And then he's going on about this generous soul we've lost today, and she was a loving person and an inspiration to all who knew her, filled with life and vitality, and her place is secured in paradise forever because she was such a wonderful fucking lady, and I'm starting to wonder now, who the fuck are they burying here? You know, am I at the right funeral? Because my grandmother was a fucking Nazi! She was like that misery chick with supercharged PMS. My grandmother wouldn't piss on a burning orphan unless somebody paid her, and even then she'd wait until the fucking check cleared. She was one of the coldest, meanest people I'd ever known, and if there was a hell, she'd be burning in it right now. Because Satan must have just had a boner for this woman. She probably sat around and jerked off thinking about her. She was that evil. But now, suddenly, she's a loving and caring and generous person. When the fuck did this happen? Is this really how it works here? It doesn't matter how much of a prick you were when you were alive. When you're laying in a casket drawing flies and you were just fucking Mother Teresa, you know? You could skin live babies, you know? Rape diabetics with Christmas candy canes. And after you die, you were a generous, loving, glowing with heavenly goodness motherfucker, you know? Have you noticed that? No one is a bastard after they die. No one! Have you ever been to a funeral where they went, "Joe was a salty old bastard, didn't give a shit about anyone but himself, and thank God he's dead because no one liked him at all. Hope he's sucking Satan's dick in hell right now." No, you're not going to hear that. You're only going to hear good things, and that defeats the entire fucking purpose of a funeral. It's a stupid ritual in the first place, and the only thing that makes sense about it is people coming together to remember the person who died. And then they don't even fucking tell the truth about him. What's the point of remembering a dead person if you're just going to make up a bunch of bullshit about him? Man, they better not do that to me. I'll fucking hurt somebody. If you go to my funeral and you see a stuffy child-raping preacher standing over my dead body talking about
he was a kind and loving soul,
just go up there and stab him or something, okay? Like stab him in the ass. And put somebody up there who actually knows me, you know?
Who was a loudmouth faggoty bastard? He's dead now. Fuck him. The world is a quieter place.
I mean, when you die at your funeral, isn't that the time it's the most important to be truthful about a person? I mean, the funeral is the big farewell, you know? It's like the last time we have to say goodbye to someone and we're gonna lie about them? Well, not me, pal. I want to be remembered for who I was. And what's this shit on the epitaph? They're even more full of shit. You walk through the graveyard and the tombstones all have these sappy phrases on them, and it doesn't matter who's buried there, you know? Could have been a complete asshole, and here lies Adolf Hitler like a lamb in the arms of God. You know, what's this shit? They even have to lie on the tombstones, you know? Why can't we have, like, "Here lies Betty. She sucked like a convict at the crack of the gas chamber door." Screw this "in the arms of God, flights of angels" bullshit, okay? When I die, I want to say, "Here lies too. Hell stinks more now." It's just, funerals have got to change. It's bad enough we have to stand over stinking cadavers saying prayers, but to lie about the person we're burying? You know, okay, death sucks. Dying is generally a sucky thing. It doesn't matter what you believe, what your religion is, you know, it's all of it's bad. You're gonna die and go to hell and have burning coal shoveled in your ass, or you're gonna die and come back as one of Rosie O'Donnell's hemorrhoids, or you might just go nowhere. You might just disappear into nowhere, kind of like Bill Clinton's career, and just sit there and not be there, you know? But whatever you believe, it's just death is a big, fresh, hairy turd, you know? Kind of like Bill Clinton's career. So I can understand why people would want to have funerals, you know? It's if somebody dies, it sucks for everyone, and we can all come together and relate to each other's suckage, at least, and come together for an hour or two without trying to dump anthrax on each other and just remember the person who's dead here. So let's remember who they were and not someone they weren't. This is To the Decaying Ranting Griffin, and that's all I have to say about that.
Come on, it's Sean Kennedy on Rant Radio.
for the day when I can be a big fucking celebrity. I can be so big that David Letterman can have me on his TV show right after he does that stupid fucking top 10 thing and flicks a few pencils out of the audience. Right after he does that, I want him to slot me in there with John Travolta and Tom Cruise. Could you just see it now? Wouldn't that be fantastic? Sean Kennedy, John Travolta, and Tom Cruise in a minute. One of those long-haired, dopey, scraggly-ass, 5 o'clock shadow-tote motherfuckers opens their big, gaping, toothy maw about Scientology. I wig out. I completely go absolutely fucking psycho. I go more hairy than RuPaul at a hair convention. It'd be fucking fantastic just to sit there and say, hey guys, guess what? You're part of the UFO cult that killed people. You stupid fuck. All of America knows this. You're the only guys who don't. You're it. Everybody goes to your movies now saying, geez, you know, they really seem like nice guys. Good acting. Seen their thought with a death cult. Everybody wants to know about that. Everyone wants to know when you guys are going to clue the fuck in and get your head on right. Nobody is going to join Scientology because you talk about it with every waking fucking breath you take. Every interview asks, man, how'd you really help me with this? I told you to do shit, you moron. It's a UFO cult. Hello. It's one of two things. A, I'm right. You're wrong. They're a UFO cult. Or B, you're right. I'm wrong. And I'm an agent of Xenu. If that's the fucking case, I'm promising free Mecca to everyone who wants to join me in the battle against you. You can't fight with that motherfucker. You can't stand up to me or Xenu. Because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
Okay, so we're back on the air with two, the Ranting Griffin, the American answer to Sean Kennedy. Now,
my nigga,
or either that, I'm the Canadian answer to two, one of the two. Anyway, I'm one of the two. If he's two,
yes, you are the one, and here's the two.
If he's two, and what if he's? We were talking like that. Like, okay, check these parallels out. You said you found some parallels, dude. What was that shit about?
I was checking shit out. You know, it's like I found your shit, and I'm like, hey, you know, this is fucking cool shit. So I was like, I just looked some shit up, and I listened to you, and some of the stuff you're saying and stuff, and I found out we're both, well, you're about to turn 30, right?
Yes.
I just turned 30 in August.
Okay.
This last August. We're both security guards.
Whoa.
Both rants, which, of course, that's obvious.
Right.
And what else was there? We're both writers.
Yeah, that's right. You're an English major.
Yeah, I was an English major. Well, I was going to be a writer, but, you know, I like this shit much better.
and our society can't read, so, you know.
Yeah, they can't read. Yeah, you gotta get in their face and, like, shove it down their throat or they don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah, it's like what Chris Rock said. Books are like kryptonite, you know, a lot of the time. No! Anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay, did you find any other parallels going on there? Like, are you hooked up? Do you have a boyfriend currently?
No, not right now.
Okay. If you did have a boy, have you ever dated anyone named Adrian?
Adrian? Actually, no.
Okay.
You've broken it, huh?
You've broken the... No, because he may find an Adrian.
That's
my
true.
My wife's name is Adrian. If he marries, or, I don't know, does that... that
joining.
That gay fag marriage thing with...
Yes.
Isn't that really fucking dangerous to be like a gay guy in Arkansas?
Well, that's why I don't sound gay. You know, if you sound gay here, they don't let you live to voting age. They just fucking don't.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm just like, wow, you're in, like, the southern United States and you're, like, a furry gay guy? Like, you must be able to fight like a motherfucker.
Oh, yeah, you learn not to look gay down here. You just, that's the way it goes. You have to.
Holy crap.
You don't even have a southern accent.
Oh, no.
Well, that just means you can enunciate. Plus, he was an English major. But anyway, how do I know that I'm not really talking to myself? Because I've been working a lot lately. You know, how do I know that this isn't like some big Tyler Durden thing going on?
Do you have a goatee?
No. I got one of those strips. You know the cool strips now that just run down from your chin?
It's the evil Sean Kennedy.
Yeah, it's Mr. Spock Sean Kennedy. That's fucking cool.
Yeah, I got one of those. Oh, I don't know. I guess, you know, I am... John's, what was that? It looks like I am John's colon or whatever.
I'm Jack's colon.
Yeah. I am Sean's furry. I rant in Arkansas. If I don't rant, the planet becomes stupid. Yeah, pretty much. That's fucking awesome, guy. Well, I mean, your website, which is, what's your website? Give us your website.
I'm going to post it in the IRC, and okay. You can say it over the air.
Yeah, it's www.ranting-griffin.com.
Cool. And,
that shit is.
Awesome, man. Awesome. Okay, well, you said you got a DVD that's going to be coming out this year. What, you want to plug that? What the fuck's that all about?
That's some of my stand-up shit from my cons and stuff. I call it, like, they call it comedy. I call it motivational bitching, and that's, you know, it gets taped, and it's like low budget shit. It's like, you know, people with like their video cameras walk in there and take my shit. And we just, we all stuck it on a DVD, and I'm gonna try and sell that so I can, you know,
make money.
Get money to buy more fucking guns. Yeah. You
know? Well, that's cool. I mean, there's nothing. Now, I had a question for you. Do your fans, like the fans of Rant Radio and the fans of Sean K, I guess you could say, they kind of call themselves WOGs.
Yeah.
Now, do you have, like, names for your fans? Like, are they, like, do they have a big band together name thing going on there?
Dumbasses. No, I just dumbasses, and they like it.
Oh, okay, so they're dumbasses versus the WOGs. Well, hopefully, you'll be able to download this. I think it's fucking rad. I think what you're doing is awesome. I think it's super cool. If I did find out that you did copy me in any way, I would probably feel so fucking honored by that. It's not even funny.
Oh, I thought you were going to sue me or something. I was about to say, man, I got shit, sorry.
No. I mean, fuck, man. Like, I don't think what I do is so incredibly fucking special or bright. We were talking about that off the air, too. It's like, neither one of us ever thought anyone would actually give a fuck. You know, everyone would just be like us and go, yeah, well, of course, no duh, right? And maybe think it was sort of funny, but, you know, it sounds like you're a super cool guy. And if you ever get up here to Seattle, yeah, fuck, man, I'd love to get you in the studio and fucking we'll go out and have a few drinks and break stuff.
Oh, hell, fucking yes. We got to do that. That'd be great. You just make a night of that shit. Get pissed off about some shit.
And just go
back. Get back in the morning with some fresh fucking material, you know?
I'll break out the leopard print coat. It'll be a good time.
Okay, yeah.
I'll bring the video camera.
Yeah, and of course. Yeah, he's got the thing stapled to his fucking head. So, very cool talking to you. I'm going to kind of terminate the interview here, but thanks a lot, man. Anything you want to say before you go?
I guess there was going to be one thing I was going to say to your fans. It's like, just look around the world and, like, who out there is going to be saying that there needs to be less people bitching?
Yeah, no doubt, eh?
If everybody did this, then we wouldn't have to.
Yeah, that's true.
Exactly.
And I'd get my Monday nights back, which would be handy.
Hey, but, can you do a station ID?
Yeah.
Rant and Griffin on Rant Radio or whatever.
Oh, hell yeah. I'll send you one. I'll mail you an MP3 or something.
Oh, okay. Sweet. Okay.
Hey, guy, that'd be good. So,
you're technologically inclined.
that's fucking handy.
Most of our guests just know how to use the phone.
If you want, you could do a rant about how you're not Sean Kennedy. That'd be funny. We'll play that on the show.
I've actually planned out something like that. I'm gonna bitch about that a little bit.
Sweet.
Right on, guy. Okay, well, you take it easy, all right?
All right, you too, man.
Stay safe.
Thanks a bunch.
What a cool guy.
Very, very nice.
What a cool guy.
Yeah.
You seem like a really fucking cool guy. Okay, where were we? I'm completely fucked up now.
Start from the top. I don't think we did anything.
No, we gave out the info.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay, so moving right along with the show. The Photoshop tonight in the show is not going to have anything to do with furries.
No.
Not a goddamn thing. Uh-huh. No. What it is I want to get some... You ever look around the web? Now, this is kind of an interesting one, because this one's going to be kind of a hunt and peck as well.
Okay.
Now, if you look around on the web, there's all kinds of these really cool supernatural photos. There's, like, the photos of,
the
like...
The blurry things.
The ghosts or the people with the... There's this real, real famous set of photographs where there's these people at a seance in the 40s, and there's this ghost, and this guy's floating in the air, and shit like that.
Things in the curtains.
Yeah. So, and since I always do that paranormal segment to the show, what I want to do is I want to get Photoshopped paranormal photos.
Okay.
So, photos that were Photoshopped to be paranormal, and now they're Photoshopped again to be Rant Radio paranormal.
So, they got to find a paranormal photo and Photoshop that to be Rant Radio.
Uh-huh. There you go, ghost, Loch Ness, any of that shit. That's fine. But I try to be creative. I don't want 10,000 Loch Ness ones or whatever.
With the Rant Radio logo on the head of the Loch Ness.
And like have, I don't know, something people. in the water or something like that. I mean, something cool. You know what I mean? That'd be a lot of fun. You know, don't fuck around.
Go, Shade, go.
Yeah. So, yeah, there you go. There's a little bit more of a challenge there. A little bit more of a challenge there. I thought they might like that. That'd be good. What are we up to in the RC? We got 95 people.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's like way too many people, man. That's way too many.
It's overloaded. I mean,
come
Jesus.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You have nothing better to do. It's not my fucking fault. Anyway, my life. What's going on in my life? Well, I'm back on a health kick.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm back on the health kick. This time it's the low-fat health kick.
Whoa, what a concept.
What a, yeah, pretty much.
Don't dump the yogurt down your throat.
No. I was really hating
86% milk, fat, sour cream.
Whatever, stick boy. Sim, doing stick death. the truth of the matter is that I've been, pick up that book, you know, that Eat Right for Your Type book. You ever see that one?
Okay.
Based on your blood type.
It's not the one where you eat steak and eggs and cheese all you want and
No. This is all about...
You cut out like water and you're good for like a week?
No. Eat Right for Your Type. The whole concept of this book was that, like, your blood type is different than my blood type.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Right, so your body will process certain foods better than other blood
makes
types.
Makes sense. People are different.
Based, yeah.
Yeah.
But there's a few minor things with this problem that they, like, one thing they say is I shouldn't have potatoes.
Okay.
Right? But I've got Irish heritage.
It's hard. It's hard to
Well, it's
cut
like,
that
fuck,
out.
Man. You know,
how
like.
Can you not?
How
can
your
body not?
How can I not have potatoes? Look, the all fucking Ireland, of course, look what they have. I mean, you know, anyway.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
how can your body not be able to process it if you've got that heritage, right?
Exactly. But they say that the type O's
yes.
are the hunter killer. Leader or road warrior fucking post-apocalyptic assholes. So
kill you, something and eat it 2 minutes later.
You have to eat meat. You have to.
Okay.
According to this book.
Okay.
I know you're probably...
And you're liking this book because you're
I'm liking
O.
this book because I'm all like,
oh,
yeah.
Eat the meat, yeah.
I'm eating the meat, you know, which is kind of shitty because there's other ones like type AB, I think it is, can eat pretty much anything they want. Oh. But, like, I'm supposed to stay away from cheese.
So you're going to get a transfusion to go to type AB then?
No, I'm supposed to stay away
it's from... It's rejecting it again.
I'm supposed to stay away from cheese. I'm supposed to stay away from fucking, what is it, cheese, potatoes.
Yeah, those make sense.
But meat is good. I'm supposed to stay away from everything fucking dairy.
Makes sense.
Dairy just sucks.
Yes.
Everything dairy. Milk, ice cream.
It's out of a cow's tit. What were you thinking?
I don't give a fuck if it fell from space. I like Haagen-Dazs. All right? Fuck off. I don't give a shit. If shit tasted good, I'd fucking eat it. It's a good thing this shit doesn't taste chocolate.
I'll see the advertisement for that.
I would. Do Sean's chocolate flavored shit. Eat all you want.
Straight from our ass to your mouth.
It's fucking terrible for you. Smoking. People smoke. Why? Because it tastes good and makes them go fast. It's the only fucking reason why they smoke.
Go fast cigarettes, yeah.
Go fast. Fucking cigarettes. Fuck you, cigarettes, by Sean. Hey, can I have a smoke? Fuck you. You know?
You
seriously. I don't know, man.
Okay,
so
you have
I'm
to
doing
cut
that.
This out. You're doing this
anyway,
now.
Anyway, yeah. I'm doing some exercises in the morning and stuff.
That always
I'm
helps.
I'm doing the exercise.
Better than the house to the car to the place to the car to the house again.
Well, actually, I work at home mostly now, so it's...
chair to the bed.
And then I got the laptop in the bedroom. That's just like, wake up. So.
The bed to
no.
the laptop to the
no,
lap warmer.
I've actually, because I was working like 68 hours a week at security, and then I was trying to do another 40 hours at my business, and then I was trying to be here for one day and try to make sure that we get everything done. I came to the conclusion that I was standing there in this...
Like Tyler Durden without the airplane.
Well, yeah, this guy showed up with sunglasses on. He said, hey, how's that working out for you?
I said, no, being clever at
not,
all.
Not so bad. You know, and he was like, cool. So, yeah, you know, after I passed myself in an airport a few times, I figured...
Made some soap and
stuff. Better slow the fuck down, Sean. So I've taken... I now have Tuesdays and Wednesdays. No, lie. I have Wednesdays and Thursdays off.
Okay, those are your cool down, do what you want days.
Yes, and there's a woman living at my house, I've discovered.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, apparently I'm married, which is fucking cool.
And she lives in your house?
Yeah.
That's
wild.
Cool. Actually.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. It's this whole wife thing. So gives me a reason
You've rediscovered.
As to why I have a ring on, which is nice. So that'll work out well. That'll work out well. But while I was doing this 68-hour shift, I don't know if I talked about this on the radio, but while I was doing this,
about some of them, yeah.
I read American Psycho.
Okay, yeah, you talked about this a little
bit.
And
it's a fucking amazing book.
You recommend it highly.
Oh, I was like, wow, this guy's got it going on. You know, and then there was this parallel in the book because the guy's name is Patrick Bateman.
Okay.
Okay, and then he meets his brother in a restaurant in the book. It's not in the movie, it's in the book.
Yeah.
His brother's name is Sean.
Okay.
And his brother's like, yeah, man, whatever, man. Rock and roll, man. Yeah, whatever. And I'm like, I was just having real big problems with that. If you'd been awake for 2 days, that would really freak you out.
Yes, anything would pretty much.
Yeah, but anyway.
That car has one headlight.
Oh, my God, what does it mean? What are the galactic ramifications? No human would have one headlight like that.
He should have replaced it a week ago.
Where's your head? Why don't you have that funky blue shit going on? But anyway, so... I hate those fucking headlights. You see them fucking things?
Oh,
you know those
bright
blue cocksuckers buddies driving little Japanese piece of shit. He's like, I will kill everyone in front of me. They cause advanced fucking
retinal
damage.
And they're legal.
You're like, watch fucking cars swerving off the... like, why would you do that? Because if they're in front of you and they're coming towards you and you blind them, they could hit you.
But they last longer.
But they last longer. They won't last too fucking long with a Yugo up your ass.
$1 a year.
$1 a year, they're really bright.
And they're blue.
And they're blue.
And they make my Beamer look good.
Well, you know, yeah, because, you know, your headlights make your Beamer look good. You can take a piece of shit.
Well, you can't see the Beamer at night, so you got to get the blue headlights
for the
Beamer.
Well, the blue headlights
should
be pointed back on their own fucking car, so they stop fucking blinding me. I hate that shit. Anyway, so I saw the movie American Psycho 2, and I was like, that was like a spiritual experience for me.
And the movie holds up to the book, okay?
Well, I mean,
never does.
They never do, but it was pretty... In terms of a movie. If you read the book first, you get more of the movie.
Okay.
Because there's a really subtle...
Some movies like that.
Yeah, there's one thing in the movie that you don't pick up on, because in the movie there's so many people in it, and they all call him the wrong name. Everybody calls everybody else the wrong fucking name all the time in the book. Because nobody really remembers anybody's name, so they just say your name is like David, and everybody goes with it. Suddenly you're fucking David.
Really?
Yeah, it's wild. It's all based in the 80s, eh? But in the movie they do that, and that's a major pinnacle part of the plot. And
if you didn't know that, the movie would be like, what the fuck?
And you'd be like,
well,
that's really fucking weird.
I thought that was John, and they're calling him David.
Yeah,
and
what's going on?
Oh, well.
Yeah, when you see the movie, you'll understand why that's so pinnacle.
Okay.
Because it's like that's like a fucking pivotal part of the movie.
Okay.
But anyway, and I didn't think they illustrated that very well, unless you'd read the book. So the movie, I think, was obviously made for people who had read the book.
Okay, but still enjoyable for people who haven't read the book.
Yeah, so it's pretty fucking intense. I was like, yeah, I want to be like that guy. That guy's fucking rad. Yeah.
Doesn't he kill people?
Yeah.
But in a great way.
And in the book, Jesus, does he kill people? Holy crap.
They can't always show it in the movie.
Oh, he like kills a kid. He kills a kid in the book and they talk about it.
Yeah, you don't do that in movie.
And I'm like, he reaches down this woman's throat, grabs like her lungs and shit and pulls them out her mouth. Oh, yeah, it's fucking full on.
New definition of fisting.
Oh, yeah, full on splatterpunk stuff, man. It's just like, whoa,
ooh,
dude. Yeah, it's really fucking harsh, but it's kind of cool. It's cool. So anyway, I've taken 2 days off, and I've been having this
Wednesday, Thursday. Yeah,
Wednesday, Thursday, and I'm having this bizarre problem where I feel I'm lazy.
Cool music.
Yeah, I think it works out. It's kind of Aphex Twinish.
Probably is.
Probably is. Gob doodaddy.
Take a weird video.
That's an awesome video. where was I? Oh yes, the bizarreness of being like I feel lazy. I got 2 days off, and I'm like, fuck, I'm lazy.
Why not? You're working like a dog for the rest of the week, right?
I know, but I've been doing it for...
You can do what you want for 2 days.
I've been doing it for like 9 months.
Okay.
So now I don't know how to stop.
Being lazy?
And I'm like, oh, I'm lazy. I'm so lazy. And then I like beat myself like some kind of rabid fucking Catholic.
Fucking lazy.
That's so horrible.
Where's my bee?
Stupid. It's fucking dumb. I don't know why I do that. It just pisses me off.
Because you want to do more.
I guess. I don't know. What I want to do is make some fucking money.
Which is... Don't even take days off.
What?
Morning, tonight. Always at work, I'm doing the rant radio. When I get home, I'm doing the rant radio, doing the commercials, doing the...
Yeah, but you like it.
Doing the porn on being, doing all that.
Yeah, but you like it.
You got to find stuff you like.
Well, yeah.
I'm going to go into the garage and beat my head into the wall because I have time off.
Well, the thing is...
And I hate it.
Do I smell something? What is that?
I don't know.
It's my microphone.
Probably your microphone is from spitting in it. Is there food in it today? Nope. You just have water. I don't have any water.
No, I think it's fine. I
got to get some water in halftime. I'm okay. You're the one doing the talking.
Oh, yeah. Well. Yeah.
So you need the water.
That's because you're too busy.
Busy doing these levels.
You're busy doing all the levels.
Moving these sliders.
God knows that needs to be constantly adjusted. Get into the feedback. What people have said. Let's talk about what other people have said. Holy shit, it's already 9 o'clock. Hey.
Don't tell them that.
From Hey Bob.
Hey Bob.
Sean and Sim. Check out the card game, Seven Guard Gother. This is Gother the Now. Now, I've seen this before.
I've heard of this.
Yeah, it's pretty funny, so we'll just do a link to it. Gother the Now. I picked up a copy at my local comic shop. This will solve the ever-present argument of who's more goth. Well, probably not. No, I'm more goth. And that's from Hey Bob, which is very cool.
Yeah, it looks kind of neat.
And Droopy, as I said, hey, Sean, just checking. You've had a chance to sit down with that, review that Roswell Yes DVD, I said.
Yes.
Which we have. We've reviewed...
Roswell Yes,
which, I'm sorry, guy, I don't know why they named it that. I'm like, that's the worst fucking name.
Even just Roswell would be it.
Yeah, Roswell, you know, Roswell, you know, confirmation or Roswell whatever.
Roswell Yes!
Other than Roswell Yes. I mean, that's just bizarre.
With an exclamation mark.
Yeah, that's really kind of a, like, it's almost like a translated title, but anyway. You know, like, happy, super fun Roswell, you know, like, what the fuck? And from Alien Binary, I got this actually from an angry Alien Binary. I have a hope. This is now. Okay, I have a homework assignment. No, this is Alien Binary speaking. I have a homework assignment for that you might consider. This one concerns taking action against rape, which is good. We're all for taking action against rape.
Exactly, yes.
Nothing makes me more angry than rape. It makes me pretty fucking mad, too.
Yeah.
If I woke up with another man's dick up my ass, I'd be pretty torqued.
That'd be bad, yeah.
It's one of the most horrendous things people can do to each other. Well, it's one of those things people can do, period. I was messing around in downtown Boston. It was wandering in a shop that sold adult novels right off the comm. Right off Comm Ave on Newbury Street.
Okay.
While I was looking at all the funny shit you can buy, yeah, whatever, anybody, you're in there looking at dirty movies. Come on, I did it. I found something that made me sick. In a porn shop, you said.
No way.
Everyone under the sun knows that roofies are Rohypnol, GHB, etc., the date rape drug. What this does, I found myself staring at a bottle of this shit on the store shelf.
Really?
The advertisement was something to appeal to people who can't get laid, offering fucking date rape as a solution. So I went around looking at other kinds of drugs they sold. RHB and GHB have been duplicated herbally using natural occurring anesthetics and sedatives. The bottles of Spanish Fly turned out to be something that you suspiciously mix into other person's drink. I think you get the idea. If the package says pheromones and you don't believe it, read the ingredients. Look for sedatives, barbiturates, and amnesiacs. If the instructions say anything about mixing in someone's drink, smash the bottle. My solution? Since Rohypnol, its clones are illegal in the United States, and presumably Canada, which is probably drag
usually.
It's perfectly safe to grab these bottles and dump their contents all over the fucking floor of the shop. Sick enough of all of the floor of any shop, sick enough to sell this. In case you're wondering, the handcuffs were right next to the roofies.
Nice.
And the whole goddamn rape your friend section.
Here's your rape kit.
Here you go. So I say, when all the wogs see this, move in, dump it all over the fucking place. Go to the counter, ask them if they'd ever considered how many lives they would wreck for a measly $15 sale.
Very interesting.
Now, I have option B. just like...
Just more or less extreme.
Yeah, well, you know, I have option...
It's just different.
Fuck you, it's option B, okay? That's all I'm saying here.
Okay.
What I say is, on the short term, you open yourself up to physical action from the shop owner, who's usually some greasy little fucker who's probably got some nasty disease.
Yes.
So, you might want to watch
like, that. Like, hey, you, stop it.
But what you can do instead is you can check where the product is made, first of all. Yeah. You walk in there with your own bed. You look at the product. You turn the product over. If the product is made outside of the United States, you write down the product name, the UPC code number, all that shit, so you get all the details of the product.
Yeah.
Okay, great. Then you go and you phone the cops, you phone the local press shop, and you phone the church.
Ooh.
Because churches
way
hate...
Way to throw that in.
The churches hate these fucking places.
Oh, goddamn. Yeah, just to begin so with. Give them some ammo, right?
So
yeah.
If you were to go to the church and say, hey, guess what? They're selling fucking illegal date rape drugs for your children at this fucking dojo! Ah, go get them, you cross-burning psycho!
So after one Sunday sermon, when they've whipped up the audience...
Oh, yeah, they'll all go down there. No fucking... They'll lynch this cocksucker. Okay? That's option A. Option B is to actually walk around with little posters saying, this store sells date rape drugs. And put them on posts and stuff. That's a lot of fun, too. You can do that. Because those shops want to actually be inconspicuous. They want to do their business and leave everybody alone. So you can say, hey, did you know, or you can try the director's, hey, did you know that these drugs are illegal? And you can have a little pamphlet and go, they're illegal. You know what? And if I come back in a week, I'm going to phone customs, let them know that you're importing fucking illegal barbiturates, which I'm reporting these barbiturates anyway, so no, not only can you not get them, nobody can fucking get them.
Yep.
Okay? And, yeah, and then I'm going to report you to the cops.
I'm all in favor of giving him a warning. Like,
yeah.
Get him out of your store
so,
now.
I tell you what, if I come back in here and you're selling this shit, you know, I'm going to make
you
like really...
Warning.
You know,
the firing shot over your head.
I've got to report you. I'm really sorry, but that's what I got to do because I'm a wog and you don't want to fuck with me. Oh, and if you want to get creative, that's fine too because we can take that route as well. Because I can always go with Alien Binary's option. Who's Alien Binary? You don't want to know.
Start smashing shit.
And I can start smashing shit, which is option B. But we'll get the wogs down here in a Cadillac and a bunch of sawed-offs, and we'll have your whole fucking shop sorted out in about 25 minutes. Okay, if that. It'll look like the fucking end sequence from fucking Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels after I'm done. Anyway, so that's option B. Thank you very much, Alien Binary. Good fucking idea. And in general news going around the world, Dolly is meat. Dolly, the first closed mammal, is fucking dead. Just in case you didn't pick up on that. She's been dead for a while now.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a while. I remember hearing about that.
The first cloned adult mammal has been euthanized. That's a nice way of saying it. I'm not...
Put to sleep.
I haven't been tied down on a fucking table and waxed. I was euthanized. Youth is in there. Youth!
Youth.
It's the fountain of youth, guys.
We euthanized them.
We euthanized them. We never fucking mercilessly killed them. We euthanized them. Like Scientology. We didn't want to hurt anybody. Just euthanized them.
We're auditing you.
Yeah, we're auditing your fucking soul. Oops. Took the wrong thing out.
Oops.
Yeah, well, you know, it's supposed to get rid of spirits and shit. What do you got, Sim? What do you got, Sim? That's the end of what I
have. Oh, okay. I do have some stuff.
Oh, good for you.
I'm so proud.
Are you?
Okay, this is going to blow your mind.
This is going to blow my mind?
Yes.
Blow my mind, baby.
Tales in the Afternow.
Oh, letter. God. It won't go away.
Letters from fans of Tales from the Afternow.
Oh, goody, goody gumdrops.
Okay. This is from Alex. Some friends that do a goth night at a local club has decided to play the Afternow for the first hour. They open the doors at 9 and it doesn't get busy until 10. So for the first song they play is an episode of The After Now.
Really?
A whole episode.
In a club.
In a club. In a goth club. Well, it's perfect, right? But
where is this goth club?
Goth club. It is in Lansing, Michigan.
That's a bit far for me to go.
A little bit to hear it.
That's pretty fucking cool.
And they said, the next part, we're going to have a stack of audio CDs of the episode that they're playing that night for people to pick up. And one with all the MP3s. So if they like it, here's a free CD.
Wow, that's cool. As long as they're not charging money for it, that's awesome.
That's right. Yeah, if it's free, free's good.
Free is good, yeah. I just wouldn't want anyone selling it because that's not right. But
His girlfriend made a Afternow t-shirt.
Oh, I want one.
From some of the art that was on the Afternow website.
Fuck, I want one.
And it's had the picture of Sean from Burning Man airbrushed onto a shirt. Pretty cool.
So, oh, airbrushed. Holy shit.
Here is the picture in the IRC.
Oh, can I see
it? So go check that out. Go to the IRC, click on the link I just put in there.
I'm sure it's probably swamped right now.
Probably.
Oh, wow. Holy shit.
How's that, eh? That's a nice shirt.
That's quite the fucking shirt, man. Wow. Okay, well, I can't really ask for that now because, like, that's
kind of specialty shirt.
That's
not some cheap thing. Like, wow, girlfriend went all out with that one, huh?
Wow, that's really fucking cool. That's really, really cool, actually. Based on this.
How's that for something fam doing that?
That's fucking rad. Rad. Oh, well, I mean, well, what do you, this is this guy's site here, Haas von Tech or whatever?
Oh, I didn't look at the site.
Well, yeah. I'm going to go look at his site right now.
And this Thursday night. The What the Fuck show.
Right.
I believe.
Right.
Maybe I'm all crazy here.
Are you all crazy here?
1 second.
Okay.
There's a 2-hour show Thursday night. Yep. What the Fuck is going to start at 6 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. They're going to do a 2-hour special on a heated discussion of the RIAA, MPAA, and their effect on consumers and artists. He says he's done a lot of research in this, so it's going to be good.
Wow, that'll be really cool,
so
actually.
So tune in to the What the Fuck show on Thursday.
Definitely. You want to check that out, because after all, that's the kind of thing that makes us a little bit stronger.
A little bit
when
different,
we actually
yeah.
know what the strength you get here. It's not all wall-to-wall blowjobs here on Rant Radio.
Exactly.
You actually have a point.
And, surprise, surprise, Shade won the What the Fuck contest.
What a shock.
And here is the page for that. You can check out his entry, and well-deserved. He got his, like, whole college involved in it or whatever.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Holy shit. Hang
so
on,
go check that out. Check out the
What the Fuck contest. Oh, my God. This is what he did?
Yep.
And he made a...
No. Those pictures in the bottom left there.
Oh, sorry.
Shade's entry.
Bottom left. This one here?
They don't expand to much bigger, but...
Okay, so they got, like, a bunch of guys there.
CC of NM loves Rant Radio, and they got all the stickers happening on there because Shade had a whole bunch of stickers, and they posted up on the notice board all the Rant Radio stickers and stuff.
That's fucking
cool. It was all about promoting Rant Radio.
That's fucking rad.
Very, very nice.
That's awesome, man. That's super cool. Well, I mean, Shade's done so much for us anyway. Like,
oh, yeah, he just doesn't stop.
Like, the guy's not stopping. He's a fucking machine, you know? And he absolutely will not stop until you are dead. What's that?
So he got, like, DEFCON 11 tickets or Think Good shirts and Angry
Good
shirts.
For him.
Stuff like that.
Right on.
And that would be...
All you got.
It.
Cool.
Yes, that is it for this week.
Cool.
Yes. Oh, and we got the commercials all done, all produced. They're ready to ship off.
I don't think anybody knows about the commercials.
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about it forever. Yes.
Oh, okay. So Casey Saul, who's rad, rad, rad.
Yep.
We got the commercials done. They will be... Will we make them available for everyone to download?
I'll be doing this week and putting them up on some site here, there, somewhere. I'll put them up, at least with a link. I'm going to try and get the ranttv.com site going up, and, well, that's TV stuff, so
yeah,
put it up there.
Yeah, for sure.
If I can. Otherwise, it'll just be on the Rant Radio site. We got 16 of them to download, distribute, put them around, have fun with them.
You know what I thought would be really cool? If you download these commercials, if you're one of these guys who rips movies, and at the beginning of the movie they have that weird intro or like they have porn or whatever, and they you can download the porn, put this commercial
on the beginning of
the porn, and then we put it out.
That's pretty funny.
So you can attach porn to your fucking movies, or you can actually be really good to do that to movies. You know, they always have those really cool, like, rips by whoever, right? Well, you just attach it to that and fucking keep it going.
Put a Rant Radio commercial at the beginning.
That'd be rad.
That'd be good.
Can we get sued for that?
No. We're not doing it.
Oh, okay, so...
Somehow, somebody got a hold of that.
Somebody got a hold of that. They did that. That's a good idea.
Bad people.
Yeah, those fuckers. Those fuckers. Anyway. So that's cool. That's cool. So is that all you got?
That's all I got. We're going to the music now.
Cool. What is the halftime music we have tonight?
We have a bunch of stuff. As I said before, we got a request for Speech from the Desk because Smokey said a lot of people haven't heard it. We haven't played it on the show. He thinks it's really good. It is really good.
Oh, okay. And Speech from the Desk, in case anyone's... I called it Speech from the Desk. This is an Irish tie-in.
Yes.
Because there's a very famous Irish speech called the Speech from the Dock, which was actually made by this dude who got sentenced to death by the British Empire, and he fucking did this speech from the dock, and it's a
monumental speech.
Oh yeah, he fucking went off, and he was like this heavily educated Irish dude, and he said, you know, like, he was going off like, if all the innocent blood that had been spilled by this court was to be amassed in one place, your honor might swim in it. That's a quote from it. Yeah. He was fucking,
because he was allowed to say what he wanted before he was put to death, right?
Rumor, Sean, tell me what you want on your commercials, and I will pump them out on Tweety, whatever the hell Tweety is. I don't know what Tweety is.
I have no idea. Email me or email Sean. Just explain it further.
Don't worry about it. They're done.
They're all done. So you put them on stuff.
You put them out. You'll be able to download them. You put them wherever the fuck you want. Sounds good.
Put them on your cat. Oh, broadcast them on next door's building.
Root Word. I know who the fuck Root Word is. On the Eye of the Panther at Lord Tweety. Lord Tweets.
Oh, Tweety. Okay. Lord Tweety. The Panther.
No, I just figured out who the fuck Root Word was because I forgot who he was. Now I know who he is.
Okay. What's he talking about then?
Oh, it's my high school.
Well, I know that, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, Root Word. I forgot who the fuck you were. Give me a break. I'm looking at Root Word. I don't know your real goddamn name. Now I just figured out who the fuck you are. Because that's the purpose of the goddamn alias. But anyway. Okay, well, we'll put them out. You'll be able to check them out. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, you'll find them. We'll talk. I'll put the link next week.
Okay, cool, yeah.
We got Speech from the Desk. We got something called Dimmu Borgir Morning Palace that Sean wanted. You have to explain that. I'm not sure about that.
What the fuck? What'd you just say? What the fuck just came out of your mouth?
Dimmu Borgir, B-O-R-G-I-R.
Oh, right, that's Soul Trance. Yeah, he wanted to hear that.
What the fuck? Yeah. I'm trying to pronounce it, okay? And we got Fear Factory.
Okay.
Where Evil Dwells.
Right.
And I got a special song at the end that everyone will recognize.
Oh, okay.
I'll just keep it a secret.
I fucking hate it when you do that.
Oh, you'll love it.
All right. Well,
we're going to get into the songs.
Let her go, guy. Stay tuned. We'll be back after this.
Sean Kennedy, do you have anything to say before this court passes sentence for the crimes of social treason, consumer heresy, and for the irreversible chaos you have created?
Life should be chaos. It should be alive. It should strut and pose and scream, not shuffle along staring at its feet. We must always strive for the extremes, forever pushing the boundaries of acceptance, because without that, we have no method for evolution, no way to surpass our social limits, no way to be a freak, a noble freak. It will be the freaks and weirdos that through the wisdom of their mutual suffering will strive to make the world a better place for everyone. It's true that no one person is any more important than any other, but the actions that one person takes can influence an entire world. We must, as individuals, recognize the tremendous power that this gives us, the unbelievable strength of self-realization. the power that comes from this is not only the most important concept for a person to understand, but is vital for the whole of our species to survive. Real world, our world, is a beautiful terror to behold. It's a fantastic voyage of depravity, truth, wonder, and ugliness. Each new day should be embraced with the glories of these surging battles. We must not seek to medicate ourselves into a pacified trance. True peace will only be found by the dead. We must not allow ourselves to be sedated by would-be mothers and fathers of this bubble-child nation. As they have done with me, they would seek to drug you, make you a normal or well-adjusted corpse without the passions and depressions of a living being. You must not allow this. Do not let their silence overtake you. Life should be a symphony. It should be a thrash concert, not a black, deathly silence. I pray to whatever gods exist. Hear me now. Give me the extreme rising peaks of excitement and the desperate low dregs of depression. And forever make me deaf to the hum of mediocrity, so that when I die, I can say I knew what it really was to be alive.
someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who's there. Feeling unknown and you're all alone. Flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. Take second best, put me to the test. Things on your chest, you need to confess. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone who cares. Your own personal Jesus. Someone to hear your prayers. Someone to care. Feeling unknown and you're all alone. Flesh and bone by the telephone. Lift up the receiver, I'll make you a believer. I will deliver, you know I'm a forgiver. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith. Reach out and touch faith.
The Man in Black. I mean, really. Is anybody really cooler than that guy? I think he was actually...
He is the god.
I think he's the first industrial dude, really. I mean, you know, like Johnny Cash. Like, Johnny Cash is one of those artists who could fucking go anywhere. You know, the guy's... Actually, he's a country singer.
Yes,
what he is.
Yes, yes.
You know, he really is. He's probably the most...
Country, like a real country singer.
Yeah, he's like probably the most respected fucking country singer I know of.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that Johnny Cash could go to any club from fucking death metal to, like, a gay bar to, like, anywhere in the known musical universe.
Maybe, like...
And it would be like...
Johnny Cash.
That's fucking... You're fucking rad. You're fucking rad. Like, yeah. Iggy Pop couldn't go to a Deicide concert and have people go, you're fucking rad.
No.
You couldn't do that. Even the really hard, like, the Misfits and shit like that, they couldn't go to, like, a death metal concert or they couldn't go to a gay club and have everyone go, oh, you're fucking rad.
No.
It'd be close.
It'd be close.
But, like, David Bowie has to go up to, like, fucking Johnny Cash and go, you're fucking rad.
David Bowie's up there. Johnny Cash is hard.
I mean, yeah, the fucking guy. I mean, come on, man. Boy Named Sue. Did you know that he said he went back to Folsom Prison? He sang, and when he did his show at Folsom Prison,
yeah,
he brought, like, there was chairs, like, actual, like, or they had benches and shit.
Yeah.
And he wouldn't let them put up glass between him and the inmates.
Yeah.
He went out and he was talking amongst all the inmates. No security, no fuck all. And he just went in there and fucking did his thing. Like,
people respect
when you can go to fucking Folsom Prison and play a guitar and sing for inmates and you're not even worried about getting fucking kicked. Man, that's rad.
Because, you know, the first person that moved.
Oh, fuck. And he sang A Boy Named Sue in fucking Folsom Prison. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's fucking harsh, man.
Oh,
that's fucking harsh. You know? So, yeah.
That's
rad. Do not fuck with Johnny Cash. Anyway. Where was I? Okay. That was so we did the interview. We're good with that. Now we're on to the Illuminati news.
Yes.
Which is fun. Which is fun. Lots of Illuminati things happening. The fucking everything is under control section of the show. Erica, who sent me a bunch of links, some of which I did not use. Sorry, Erica. But the ones I do use, made me think a little bit. And Soul Trance, I get doubles, so I'm going to give Erica credit on this, but Soul Trance sent me a bunch. A boycott of Delta Airlines is being mounted in response to the airline's decision to test a controversial program that requires airline passengers to undergo background checks.
Oh, yeah.
If you can fucking check that out. Like, yeah, if you want to go and check out the, if you want to take my plane, you got to go and do this background test. Like, fuck you, guy. How about I just go take a fucking flight that doesn't make me do a background check? How about that, shitbird?
Sean, I see you've had a major organization in your past and speeding tickets. You're not getting on this plane.
I just don't fucking way. I'll fly anywhere. Like, are you joking?
Yeah,
you
I don't
do a background check on me? Like, no.
You're not getting on any plane.
You get to sit in the restricted fucking terrorist section.
Trains for you.
But that's like, you know, the
trains and boats.
The other things that they're going to do is we're going to do a completely random check of people's baggage. Okay?
Completely random. Go get that guy.
Completely random check. First person's going to be Hassan Malidi Hatzmada.
Step right up.
Allah Hezbollah. Yeah, you're next.
Come on down.
Yeah, just two background checks are necessary in this plane. Like, fuck off. How do you want to hide
No, Mr.
Racism?
Smith, we didn't call your name.
No, Mr. Smith, you're fine, really.
No. You can sit down.
Like, fuck, dude, if you're flying inside the United States, you shouldn't even have to give your fucking name. If you're flying from
United States to United States.
Yeah.
How'd you make it in the country to begin with, right?
Why stop there? Let's do fucking background checks for the fucking bus. You know? Pop quiz, hotshot.
Poor Doc.
I got fucking you know, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid. Now
please place your eyes in the retina scanner for the bus.
Yeah. I'm getting mad here. I'm getting fucking mad at
it always gets you mad.
It does, though.
Yeah.
Fucking bullshit. Everybody out there is just, you know, it's really turning really seriously into a police state. Like,
step by step.
Fuck, I hate it when I'm right. You know, it's fucking bad. You know, anyway, people just might have half a brain after all. Messages about public figures and internet chat rooms are akin to anonymous pamphlets like Thomas Paine's Common Sense, and their authors should have the same right to their identities to keeping them secret, advocates told Pennsylvania's highest court. American Civil Liberties Union and a Target and a number of internet companies have lined up to protect the identity of persons who alleged a political online chat room in a state court judge behaved unethically. So, I mean, it's like, fuck.
You can't say what you want to say.
Like,
can't give your opinion anymore.
I don't care if you call it the information awareness or if you call it the fucking Gestapo. It's the same goddamn thing. You know what I mean? Like, if you're
out there...
Well,
we've got a new symbol.
Yeah, I mean, wow. They took the large eye in the pyramid glaring down at the Earth from space. Like, who's the fucking clown who thought that up?
Yeah, no one will notice that.
Are you fucking kidding?
The citizens found it offensive.
Oh, the citizens found it offensive. No, the activist's head came off. Their ears flapped like hummingbird wings, and they flew around the room screaming. Jesus Christ.
Our marketing department thought it was too obvious.
Anyone who even... Remotely. Romano is red. Anyone's ever thought that government was anything other than just slightly honest? Like, Jesus, even the hardcore Christian conservatives were like, ooh, that's a bit much, don't you think?
Don't like that eye in
like,
the middle
of
the pyramid.
But fucking Pat Robertson's up there going, whoa, this is all bad. You know, and I'm throwing rocks the same way that Pat Robertson is. Like, give me a fucking break. I got one of his books, you know. I got his book called The New
Pat
World
Robertson?
Order. Yeah, Pat Robertson book.
You like the title, eh?
Ooh, New World Order. Well, Jello talked about it. So I'm like, fuck, I got to... I haven't read it yet. I haven't read it yet. I know it's going to be crazy, though.
Oh, yeah.
I know it's going to be like...
You probably won't make it past page 3.
Oh, no, I'll make it.
You're yeah!
I'm reading 7 Habits of Highly Effective People right now, and I made it past page 3 on that one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I got a few problems with that book.
Strong handshakes.
No, that's fine. I think that kind of shit's funny. Like, I got that Esquire's book, you know, that one.
That's right, yeah.
That was funny.
It's funny.
It's funny.
But it works.
It does.
It's a strange thing.
The problem I have...
People know you're fake as hell.
Well, the funny thing is 7 Habits for Highly Effective People, that's for the executive crowd. And it talks about how everyone has intrinsic principles. Everyone here is essentially a good person. No, they're not. They're
essentially bad people.
No, everyone's bad. We're all a bunch of savage, combative fucks.
Yeah.
The whole planet.
fighting for their own.
We are all there. People are like, oh, no, no, we're intrinsically good. Really? Cut the water and power to any fucking city and watch what happens 3 days later. Your principals and ethics are in an alleyway fucking murdering people to make sure that you get some food. That's what the fuck happens to your principals and ethics.
It's like, have my last piece of bread. No.
No, suck my mother-loving ass. All you gotta do is go down to the street and see it on street level, okay? That's it. You are fucking, like, two steps out of the caves at that level. It's kill or be killed.
Three meals away from anarchy?
Yeah, our whole fucking society is three meals away from total anarchy. Yeah. Why do you think the military state's getting as strong as it is? Because it's got to keep control of people. You know, and then they're just breeding more fear. Like, shit, man, how tight do you think you're going to be able to wind people before the explosion happens? The tighter an explosion is, the bigger it is. Fucking, it's true, man. Moving right along on that, no information awareness here. A lawyer is arrested for wearing a peace t-shirt. Yeah.
This one's great.
Actually, I fucked up here. I put a link where it shouldn't be.
Oh.
So if you're trying to make sure you do...
Sorry, don't go to that one.
Did you do the free press one? Or did you
yes, I did.
Yeah, don't do the free press one. Do the other one.
It's too late. But I'll put the other one in.
Okay. Yeah, a lawyer was arrested late Monday and charged with trespassing in a public mall in the state of New York after refusing to take off a t-shirt advocating peace that he had just purchased at that fucking mall. According to the criminal complaint filed Monday, Stephen Downs was wearing a t-shirt bearing the words, "Give peace a chance," that he just purchased from a vendor inside the Crossgates Mall in Guilderland, New York, near Albany. I bet you if he bought fucking 200 cancer sticks from the cigar shop, he would have been fine.
Be all okay.
I was in the food court with my son when I was confronted by two security guards and ordered to take off the t-shirt or leave the mall. When Downs refused, the security officer's orders... refused the security officer's orders. Okay, I was... The security officer's orders. I am a security officer. We don't have any fucking order ability.
Orders.
See, order. I order you. Suck my cock. How about that? Here's my fucking order. You can get me a cheeseburger. How's that? Suck my dick, you fucking malignant, tie-wearing, non-armed fucker. Anyway, police from the town of Guilderland. Wunderland. Were called, and he was arrested from taken away in handcuffs, charged with trespassing, and that he knowingly entered or remained unlawfully upon a premises. The complaint read, wearing a goddamn t-shirt. Yeah, and he's a lawyer. I hope he fucking just takes him to the bank on that shit.
Well, that t-shirt was un-American, Sean.
Yeah, I got something for you.
We're now, going to war, and that's against the war.
I'm not even
going
to comment on that. I mean, that's so fucking unbelievably Gestapo. Like, shit, holy Pol Pot, Batman. Why don't you just round up everyone who wears glasses and fucking shoot them?
Where are you taking Daddy?
You know, it doesn't really matter. Your daddy's un-American because he can fucking read. I'm sorry. You can fucking read. You're un-American. You can suck my mother-loving cock. You're really can, okay? I'm sorry. And on that, the link that we originally posted, not information awareness, a group moving towards impeaching Bush, the Columbia Free Press launched a new group called Total Counter Information Awareness. And that is what that whole website is about. So go check that out if you want to understand what they're talking about, trying to impeach Bush. Which, you know what? I'm just like, fuck, man. There's like no reason for this shit. You know, they don't need to be coming on as strong as they are here. They're just going fucking insane. Like, maybe they know that this war is not going to be popular.
Mm-hmm.
So now they're just going to circumvent the whole Vietnam thing. And instead of giving people drugs to get high on, they're just going to beat everybody into submission. What the fuck? It worked for everybody else. It worked for Hitler. Why not now? What the fuck?
But
what happens when you have senator's sons of senator's sons and the ex-head of the CIA's son running the fucking show? Go Shubby! You fucking nut. Stop shooting people! Anyway, and in the shrub category, Roger Ebert has pulled his head out of his ass. And when Roger Ebert has pulled his head out of his ass, that means that the rest of the world should probably try too.
Mm-hmm.
This is from Gobi. Gobi here. Roger Ebert, one fucker I hate with a fiery passion most of the time, actually made some really good points in his latest article. Of note is the repeated finding of the under God portion of the Pledge of Allegiance unconstitutional by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, and how John Ashcroft, who supposedly enforces the separation of church and state, tries to spin it as a protest of the Pledge of Allegiance as a whole and thus un-American. Oh, because that's fucking bad. So what if you're un-American? So fucking what? That's the whole point. Do you know why? Do you have any idea why people are allowed to have guns in the United States? Why that right and freedom is in the Constitution? Why you should be allowed to keep and bear arms? Why that's there?
It's not so you can shoot your neighbor.
No, it's not. So you could shoot your politician.
Exactly.
It's exactly what it's for, so that you wouldn't have this problem that happened with the British Empire, where no one was armed and they couldn't rise up. You are allowed to be armed for the purpose of rising up.
For purpose of killing your government or getting out of hand.
Because George Washington knew that everyone was a bunch of sick fucks. And he goes, you know what? All we need is enough time, and we'll fuck this up, too. So we're going to put this provision
just
in
case we fuck it up.
Just in case we fuck it up and some guy named Bush gets in, you know.
Jesus Christ.
Because it will happen.
Fucking, oh. Another news. Worms may spin silk fit for skin. Apparently, silk cocoons may become puffs of valuable human protein if new bioengineering method plans out, which is good. Sometimes at people, because it's really bad when you see burn victims and their skin all fucked.
Yeah. That's
like,
bad.
It's pretty fucking harsh.
That is a bad way to go.
It is. So I was thinking, what if we take that one step further? What if we were not use worms? What if you use spider silk?
Okay. That's pretty strong, eh?
Yeah, it's actually like 30 times stronger than steel or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what I want to do. I want to have like armored fucking skin. I want to get like that Colossus skin going on. That'd be fucking tight.
You just step into the suit and bullets deflect off you.
No. Skin. Grafted that shit to my skin.
Oh, like your whole body.
It's fucking skin, yeah. Oh, look at me.
Full body operation.
You bet. Well, you know, grafting bit by bit. Yeah. You know, whatever.
But at a time, you know. You can only handle so much.
You know.
One leg at a time.
That'd be fucking... Shut up. It's fucking cool. You're making fun of me. You're an idiot.
No, I'm not.
You're a fucking idiot. Okay. From D, free press is not so free. Check this out. This is in the Lost World section. Hey, Sean, I found this story through William Gibson's blog. Apparently, a Japanese journalist, Shun Akiba, formerly a very high-level war correspondent, has been effectively blacklisted for publishing a book detailing incongruous maps, personal interviews, and subway records, and other evidence that implies the existence of, check this out, a secret city beneath Tokyo. Like, wow, where am I going to run to if this shit gets too bad, eh?
Wow.
Well, among the evidence are three buildings in Hibiya that share an enormous underground parking lot that existed long before the buildings were constructed above it. Shun also cites several city maps depicting wildly different subterranean features even when published at the same time. Even accounting for errors, Shun insists that there are too many inconsistencies to ignore.
Hmm.
Very cool. Very cool. I don't think we have any listeners in Tokyo, do we?
Not that I've heard.
But we will soon.
Yep.
Because one of our guys has gone over there and he's plastering rat fucking radio all over everything. Because I sent him enough goddamn stickers to choke a goddamn horse.
Somebody will be tuning in.
Oh, yeah. Some motherfucker will be doing all this. Oh, we listen to it on the radio. Oh, yeah.
That yelling guy, yeah.
Oh, zombie, oh, yeah. That's what I want. Okay, you fucking man. Anyway, so more underground cities were found by It Fungus, which is very tight. Here's a whack of links here. I'm reading a book called Children of the Matrix by David Icke. Heard of it? No. Well, one part in particular has caught my imagination is the mention of the massive underground cities in Turkey. Jesus Christ. The cities are ancient, and at least one is large enough to have been home to 20,000 people. What's the Turkey?
It's a lot.
Thought this would fit into your obsessive reporting about the lost cities on the show. A friend of mine...
reporting.
What, you don't like the lost cities?
What's wrong with the lost cities?
What's wrong with the fucking lost cities? A friend of mine was writing a book on ancient civilization. He would be a cool interview. Set it up!
Oh, yeah.
Set it up! Fucking set it up, Ed. If you can get that going on, get in contact with us. We love interviews.
They're fun.
More interviews. More interviews for Sean. Sounds good. He'd be a cool interview. Interested? You bet. As for underground cities, by the look of some of the websites found quickly using Google, you can tour and even stay in some of them like a hotel.
Oh, wow.
Tight.
Do they have mints on the pillows?
Tight. All you gotta do is get down there, rip off a power source, and set up a server. You're laughing. Kids Energy, this is the most fucked up thing I've seen in a long goddamn time. This should actually be in the Illuminati news. I don't know what it's doing down here in the Lost City section, but what the hell? Kids Energy. Could prove to be a valuable source of power.
Oh, yeah?
What the fuck? Soul Trance was the guy who sent me this. Remember that slogan on a children's magazine you see in the pediatrician's office, fun with purpose? Okay, that whole slogan just screams after now, but anyway.
With purpose.
This is the most after now thing I've seen in a while. An engineering professor at the University of Michigan Flint campus had come up with the idea, collect the energy of children with his new machine which straps onto their face. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding, that's not there.
Oh, not yet.
With the idea of collecting the energy of children having fun to generate electricity for remote third world schools.
This wasn't off the Onion or something?
No, I swear to God. Called People Power, an estimated 40% of the world's population with reliable access to electricity, Dr. Raj Pandian's idea to harness energy from playground equipment, teeter-totters, merry-go-rounds, swing sets, and the like, is simple, inexpensive, And badly.
Badly?
That's what it says. And badly.
Yeah, I know.
And badly fucked up. And it works. No shit, it works. Eugenics probably works, but we don't like it. Pandian has developed a working model of his equipment on the robotics and mechatronics laboratory of UM Flint. Mechatronics is not a misspelling.
Badly needed. You missed a word.
I guess. I don't know. I just copy and pasted it. I mean, how can I miss a word? I just went right down the whole thing. It's a contraction of the words mechanical and electronic. No shit. Really? Mechatronics. Anyone who's ever even fucking seen anything made in Japan understood that. In this case...
Mechatronic!
Oh, wrong radio, yeah!
Put some kids up to the...
Look at that, my kids all spin around! Go free, Rory! Okay, anyway, in this case, the mechanical part comes from the repetitive motion of the playground equipment and electronics from means which energy is stored in the batteries. Yeah, they used to do that, too! I saw that on fucking Conan, when Conan started as a little kid pushing around a fucking mill. Good idea. Kind of an old idea.
Replace
new application.
The mill with the merry-go-round and you're set.
You go play. No, it's a Tommy. What is good in life? To crush your enemies, see them driven before you and hear the lamentations.
Play for 10 years on the merry-go-round.
Play for 10 years on merry-go-round. Then you move to swing side. Then over to the tita-tata, sometimes called a seesaw. Like, what the fuck? In cult news, that's cult with a C, from Joho. Church of Scientology fully tax exempt in Germany. A place, I believe, where they were banned some odd years ago. This will pave the way to full recognition as a church in Germany. Okay, I don't think you want to try to fuck with the Germans on this program.
No, they got strong opinions about Scientology.
Yeah, and they've already had enough to do with, like, socio-political religious cults in the last, you know, century.
So we've seen this before.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I think we shoot you. Yes, we do. Fuck. You know, that's how that works. You're from the KGB. No, we're Polizei now, and we'll work for you now. Funny, what shall we talk about? How can an organization be tax-exempt before being officially recognized? Anyway, good fucking point. I need a drink. I need one, too. Check that out. That's from Joho. Now, finally, I was really happy to see this.
Yeah, this is a good link.
There's a Scientology.
Scientology.
I can't even say their fucking name. I hate them so much. There's a Scientology Watch website.
And it's good, too.
And it's a fucking good one. Check it out. ScientologyWatch.org. Our immediate goal for this site is to present Scientology news and encourage questions and comments over the stories we include. The editors of the site are critics of Scientology, so the news stories chosen as well. Editorial comment will reflect that. Yeah, meaning we fucking hate Scientology. So every walk, put this in your goddamn daily checks.
Oh, yeah. Help them out.
Feel free to submit news stories to us. We obviously won't run every submission, but we'll consider everything received. If you submit anything to these guys, make sure you put a link on that saying, hey, heard about you on Sean. I'm a wog. We hate Scientology. We're really direct about that shit.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you very the fuck much. Moving right along. We got nothing in the alien problem today, but that doesn't mean there isn't one. Okay.
There's still a problem.
Oh, fucking it is a problem. I'm going to skin those little fuckers and cut them up. So, onto the kit. I got a ton of kit tonight. A ton.
Woohoo.
Temper Knight sent me a fucking...
good.
PrimitiveWays.com. If you know me, I like to be prepared for any kind of situation that comes up. I came across this and found a few ways I hadn't thought of, and it's all low or no tech.
No tech.
Yeah, Primitive Ways. It's all about, like, how to be sharpening rocks and fucking kill people.
Because
you all know, all you got to do is drop one log from a plane naked anywhere in North America, that motherfucker will have a fucking fully automatic weapon in no time, as well as a sharp stick. Because we kick ass for fun. No other reason. We don't like people fucking with us, so it's a good idea not to. And if you want to try to, you know, I'd like to see some of these Scientologists really put a move on. Maybe they're afraid. You ever thought that? Maybe they know about me and they're like, no, he's not big enough. We'll leave him alone.
We'll wait.
What are you going to wait for? Till I got 10,000 fucking walks?
And then shut you down?
And then you're going to come fuck with me? You go ahead. Oh, you smell that? That's your church
it
burning.
It is kind of strange.
Why wouldn't it?
We have a radio show that broadcasts every
all
week.
All over the fucking world. Hey, Scientology, I fucking hate you.
Is that enough?
I hate you. I want you destroyed. I want to grind you into dust. I want to destroy you so badly you're forgotten. I want to destroy
you. You'll have to go to the Google archive to find you out.
Seriously. Like, under Scientology, the next words that come out after Scientology will be, an organization destroyed by Sean Kennedy. Fuck, I swear to God. Anyway, no one really remembers what it is because he burned all their fucking books. Anyway... You know your country is belly up when they're selling your sacred fucking artifacts on the internet.
Oh.
However,
eBay.
there's a really cool website that has everything Russian for super cheap, including, like, KGB watches and shit. Who sent me this? This was from Sith001. You fucker. I was supposed to be doing work today, and you sent me this link, and I'm, like, navigating around, looking at it.
Oh, yeah.
Russian spy martini glasses. And night vision gear. Some nice fucking night vision gear, too.
Lots of cool stuff.
Not bad bucks. Yeah, it's really fucking tight. So, oh, I hear sirens.
They're coming. I think you did finally piss them off, Sean.
Good, I hope they do. I got a hammer right here. I'm going to be busting a fucking cranium in a minute. Anyway, so that's very, very cool. Check that site out. A bunch of groovy shit for surprisingly cheap. The optics is neat, too. They got a fucking really sweet set of NVGs on there for sub-$3,000.
Really? What generation?
It's Gen 2, but it's all head-mounted.
Gen 2's not bad.
And it's actually like their head-mount system and the Canadian one. So it's very fucking cool.
Nice.
Very fucking cool. Now, another thing. Now, these are just fucking cool. Ecospheres are cool. Yeah. Okay? What I want to know is why don't we take these things, put them in like radiation light-shielded containers, and fire them into space? These little ecospheres.
And the aliens find it.
No, but they can land on alien planets. Like, what if you set off a random direction, get pulled into a planet?
Yeah.
That's life there. And if there's anything there to support it, it could grow.
Hey, like, fire off 10,000 of them in all directions.
I mean, you know, it'd be like something kids could do for pranks.
And then the aliens catch diseases that we have on Earth and go, I'll die.
Good, because we don't like fucking aliens. And then we'll find their planet. Because you don't think that when we run into aliens, it's not going to be a war?
Oh, damn right there will
be. Fucking hell, there will be, and the Wogs will win. Because why? Because I fucking say so.
Because you're preparing them.
Fucking I am preparing them. Fucking right. All they got to do is hit enough of these goddamn websites and cash out their credit cards, and we'll be doing good. And besides all that, if you know, I did get picked up, they adopted me, man. I'm here to tell you. All I need is one Star Cruiser. I could staff that fucker in 30 minutes.
And you'll go get some more Star Cruisers.
And I'll have one Star Cruiser.
Program for home, five minutes.
Yeah. Hey, go get that little motherfucker with no arms and no legs and get him in the cockpit.
He can still talk.
Yeah, that motherfucker can talk. Okay, it's like this. If you don't tell
speak
me anything.
Speak English, motherfucker.
You know how to speak English, and if you say anything inside my mind that I don't like, I even blink wrong. I do anything fucking weird, that man over there is going to hit me with a board and cut your fucking eyes out. So that's how that shit works.
He said you'd say that too.
Yeah. So there. Anyway, more kit. Buy stay-away drugs. Yes, we need combat narcotics. You want to be able to pick up some Provigil, which is what they gave to the fucking Brit SAS during the Balkans War, also commonly called modafinil. You can get it at these little locations. Shane sent me this. Thank you very much, Shane. Very, very cool. And if you want to know more reasons why, you better be ready. Check out the book, America, the Feudal State. Now, the book sent me this. Do we live in a feudal society? Why do 1% of people have more than 90% of money of everyone else combined? Why are they making us into dumb illiterates? All these questions will be answered if you read the book, Feudalism, alias British Parliamentary Democracy, alias American Capitalism, alias Western Liberal Democracy, alias the New World Order. Recommend to read for those who are curious why shit is happening in the world and what we hear on Rant Radio every week. You can read the whole book online at that link.
Wow.
Very fucking cool.
Nice.
Check that shit out.
Just skip the next one.
Oh, really?
It's crap.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's no good at all, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought there was like some kind of an internet movie.
I thought it was good, but then it wasn't.
Well,
it's kind of phooey.
All right. Well, whatever. If you want to mess with the normals, you want to make sure you go out to the porn shops and smash all the vials, the date rate rope and all that you find, which is always funny. Nothing really new.
It's a good laugh. Film it. You know, send it in.
Oh, yeah. We'd have fun with that. Hey, let's fuck with the porn store owner. Digital baptisms tonight. Alamode, of course, is reverse baptizing. I'm kicking his ass out of the pool. He's now Agent Mulder. Now, server 4, which is, I can't remember who asked me this, but this guy asked me to name his computer. Server 4 is now known as Zool. And I know it's going to be like either a Counter-Strike server or something like that. So if you can run sound bites over it, I highly recommend picking up Ghostbusters and going through and getting all the cool quotes about Zool.
So was that like the dogs or was that like...
Zool is a god. He's a Babylonian god.
Okay.
Yeah. According to Ghostbusters. I don't think Zool actually was a Babylonian god, but there it is. So that's the show for tonight. Special shouts out tonight to Erica, who sent me a fucking ton of links to Soul Trance, of course, for requesting some very, very hard-hitting music.
Nice.
And to everybody else who happened to stick around and show up. How many people got here? It's 90 people in the IRC. Not too fucking bad.
Very good.
Not too fucking bad. I don't think that's too bad at all. Going on the IRC now, we got, Pyro's here, which is good to see. African Electro, Alamode, Alanon Zero, Alpha Sub 36, Alter Ball, Angelica Wireless, Angry Monkey, Panther Beef, Beef, and 9, Lean 11s, Platt, Bordo, Foreign, pardon me. Case, Cerulean, Kyle, 23, Dark's Desire, Delusion, Delamorta, Delusion, Droopy, Dr. Zodiac, Duel, Earth, Scum, and Ocean, X, Oblivion, Fester, Venus, Fuzz, Fuzz, Magnet, Griffin, Judging Eagle, K-16, Casey, Saul, Boobies.
Boobies?
Boobies. What's he talking about? Is that the movies or what?
I have no idea.
Okay, Kello, Kexler, Kindle Boy, Lento, Linux Chick, Lizard King, Loser, Manuel, Kelly, Marmy, Mary Rebell, Version, Meth, Who's Busy, Mick J, Missy for Sale, Mistress Lego, Mr. Echo, Zneuralize, Paladin, Proper Doodle, Psycho, Punk of Evil, Quip, Rude Word, Away Bitching, because he has to do homework, Ratfucker, Ratsputin, Rose, Hey Buddy, Sci-Fi, Sappy Fire, Sarah Goblin, Work Shay, Troy Master, Sodor, Scavenger, Screwy, I think it's Screw.
Screw Eye.
SKM Beta Stalker. Spazer. Spudley. Spy Food. Star Baby Stats. Technophile. Transistor. Trauma. Trox Exos. Turmel. Turnspike. Terrell. Vampire This Morning. Wi-Fi Girl. Wiggle Puppy. Whopper. W. Singer. Worka. The White Gurkha. X Crazy. Zutra. Gaunt. Soltra. Intricate. And Lieutenant Major Zombie. So very glad that everybody could show up to here tonight. Mm. And I'm super duper pleased about that. So anything you wanted to add on there, Sean?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
Good for another week.
And remember, you are free to distribute the show any way you see fit. And
oh, yeah. How do they get in contact with us? I don't think we said that.
What?
How do they get in contact?
Oh, yeah. If you've got something you want to say, by all means, you get me at theman@rantradio.com. Or you can get Sim at...
info@rantradio.com.
Or you can get Sim at 51558 is his ICQ number.
And that's right.
You can just...
chat away.
Chat away. Send him a bunch of stuff. He likes to hear from people. He wants to hear content. If you've got ideas for interviews, make sure you...
wacky, crazy interviews.
Yeah, crazier the better. Time cue, that kind of caliber stuff. Make sure you get in touch with Sim. Even if you got a crazy uncle who knows that aliens are real, whatever. I don't give a fuck. They don't have to be famous. We'll interview whoever the fuck we can. Okay, so it's very, very cool. Thanks so much. And remember, we do need programming, and we need more fans. If you tell two people about this show and get them to listen and get them hooked, we will take over the motherfucking planet. Okay? That's how that shit works, because that, after all, is the eventual fucking goal.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So, until next week, remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to weren't ever there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it. So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you found, and you're scared shitless 'cause evil abounds. Come join us. Well, you were looking for a place to